and finds this comes in a peeping close, letting the students to keep
that. Flat
for some delays there, but we are trying to open it by 1987, latest.
It's a big project,
I think. Big project. Namahatta program is going on. We have more than 200 Namahatta centers.
The 200 villages?
Villages, yes. And also...
What is their main problem? How do they bring them together?
We go and preach, and most of the people are in Odisha conscious of it. They are mostly Vaishnavas. Only by the influence of Kali, influence of other courts, they have some deviation. Developed some sahajya tendency like these, all these things. And last we just saw them, those are interested, they are coming, they are preaching as books. So we formed a group.
What is their program?
They, once or twice a week, they will assemble in a place, they will, in every village you will find a temple is there. This temple is there. So that is a place to come. They will come on that day, Sunday or something, they fix it. They will come, one leader is there, who is secretary of the Namahatta, something. So they will chant, they will chant with this, chant, do kirtan, they will sort of read books, our books. If somebody is something expert or some advancement, he may speak, or otherwise speak, just chant and read. Make arrangements and prasadam take from first of all. Simple. When they make some advancement, then that will turn into a center. They may acquire some land, they may build temple. In this way, it will develop into a center, in temple. This is Namahatta program. That's the main. Mainly this program, preaching program is going on. And people, they are conscious. So many organizations are there, spiritual organizations, so many Vaishnava cult, and they organize programs. This Prabhachan, Bharat Prabhachan, all these things. They invite me. I very often get invitations, but I have to stay 15 days in the center to look to this, to printing matters, all this translation and printing. And 15 days I go out. But so many invitations come, I cannot accept, I reject, I have no time. It's pressing. So many calls are there. So I present shastras, please, God bless you, and defeat the Abhisiddhantas. Abhisiddhantas, and establish it. Yeah, that is done. Very careful. So to preach in Orissa means it's not an easy thing. There are so many others, they will defeat you. You won't put up real sastric authority, correct one. So, I have to face them, all these things.
People are still rejecting devotees from the West?
In Jagannath Puri, they are not allowing to enter into the Jagannath temple. Not anything else. Because by preaching all these things, they know now. Yes, these are followers of Prabhupada. Prabhupada has gone to Eastern land, they have become, they are accepted. They are all known. Only in Jagannath temple. Though some pandas are there, there are some misconception.
Maharaj, even they do not allow widows. Because
Mrs. Gandhi is Prime Minister. Mrs. Gandhi was married to a Mohammedan.
Persian.
Mohammedan.
That's why
he was Gandhi. Therefore, she is not.
She was not allowed?
No.
Really?
They had to cancel her program.
Because she married a Vidharmi Mohammedan, Thiroz Gandhi. So she is not allowed.
She's a prime minister.
Yes.
She cancelled her program. There's a red, a big human tiger which begins to be professed in Jagannath Puri.
And
she married Muslim.
So she finally cancelled her program. She got worse because she could not bear to arouse the Hindu.
Ah, that
was true. Give us in a nutshell the main point for this meeting in person, Mayavadis. Is there any major distinction between Mayavadis and impersonalists?
Personalist and impersonalist.
Mayavadis
and impersonalist. Both say Mayavadis are impersonalists. Mayavadis are the impersonalists. You should take the discussion of Mahaprabhu with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. How he has defeated. You understand? How he has defeated. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the follower of Shankara philosophy, impersonalist, Mahabhad. Shankara philosophy. Mayavadis, you will also find they believe Krishna, but form of Krishna they never feel. They say it is a imagination, or when Krishna comes, he assumes as a body as we assume. This is the but some form is there, some worship. He was going, he used to go to Jagannath temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Adarshan, Jagannath, you know. Still, but he has this misconception. But by getting Mahaprabhu's mercy, he turned into the pure devotee. Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was a devotee. Krishna is only revealed to the devotee. Nahum prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhuta mudhayo nabhijanati. Krishna said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. I am not revealed even by acting the person. Nahum prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhuta mudhayo nabhijanati. Mudha, the rascal, ignorant fool, he cannot know me. So, Gopinatha Acharya, he was a devotee. Krishna is only revealed to the devotee. Devotee has developed that vision. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadeva hudei sumilokayanti. Jasyama sundaruma chintya guna sarupum govindam adipurusam samambhadami. Brahma Sangita says, who sees Krishna? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Was this I, bhakti chakshu, eye of devotion, was anointed his eye with the love of Godhead. This ointment. Premanjana churita. He always, within, without, in the heart, and outside, all this is Syam Sundar Rupa, very handsome Rupa, form of Krishna, Krishna is here. So in non-devotee, a bhakta cannot see. Gopinath Acharya could see, Gopinath Acharya could know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, is Bhagavan. But whereas Sarvabhauma Acharya couldn't know. So there was a nice discussion between them. There was a moment in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was a tarkik, tarko, that means logic, argument, is tarkik. They are anumano pramano, they say. Just by logic and argument we can conclude. Just say, when Gopinath Acharya says, he is Bhagavan. He says, how do you say he is Bhagavan? How do you say he is Bhagavan? He may be a Mahabhagavata. How to say it's Bhagavan? Could you know it? Because when Mahaprabhu entered into Jagannath temple, he came running. Ramachandra, when he saw the flag of Jagannath temple at the top of the temple, he became ecstatic, he ran so fast. When Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, they couldn't run with him. He ran so fast, entered into the Jagannath temple. And saw Jagannath, say, oh, it's the beloved of my heart. Because he has Radha Bhava. Dupi Subalitam, he has assumed Radha Bhava. Mahaprabhu, do you follow me? So, the form Radharani sees, he saw. Jagannath showed that form, Shyam Sundar Rupa to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Has Jagannath ever shown this Rupa to anybody else? He only serves this Rupa. This form to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and those who are unalloyed followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they belong to this Radha Bhava. Otherwise you cannot see this form in Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu became ecstatic as Radharani, and he started to run towards Jagannath to embrace him. Radhikeva. Radharani always embraces Krishna. He ran, but in the middle he fainted and fell down unconscious. At that time, Sarva Bhattacharya was there in Jagannath temple. He had come to have darshan of Jagannath. So when he fell down, Mahaprabhu, Pandas came, who is such a mad man? Just to beat, try to beat him. He did that. No. He looked like Narayana. Some effulgence is coming out of his body. So don't beat him. He did that. He took his unconscious body to his house. When Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, they came, they inquired, where is Mahaprabhu? They came to know that Sarva Bhattacharya had taken. So they went there. Sarva Bhattacharya tried his best to get back his consciousness, couldn't. Then Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, they chanted Hare Krishna's ear. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Mahaprabhu got back. So there was discussion between Sarva Bhattacharya and Gopinath. How did he say? Could you know how he displayed his Bhagavata? You saw it, still you couldn't know. This is how none the bhutis can not know. ঈশ্বরের কৃপালে সব হইয়াছে যারে সেই সে ঈশ্বর তত্ত্ব জানিবারে পারে ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ গট আর রিসিভ সাম পার্টিকুলার মার্সি অফ কৃষ্ণ হি কুড ক্যান নো অদারওয়াইজ হি সেজ দিস থিং হি অলসো কোটেড ইট ভার্স ফ্রম 10th ক্যান্টো শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম অথাপি তি দেব পদাম বুজ দুয়ো প্রসাদ লেসানু গৃহীত ইবহি জানাতি তত্ত্বং ভগবান মহিম্ন না তথা সন্নি তিরম বিচিন্ন দিস ইজ ব্রহ্মাস প্রেয়ার টু কৃষ্ণ 10th কান্ত শ্রীমদ ভাগবত হি অটার দ্যাট when Brahma was doing that he stole the cows and the cowherd boys of Krishna in his delusion vanished when he came and apologized and was offering prayers. This is one of the verses. Brahmaji says, Athapi te deva padam mujadaya prasada lesana gruhita yevahi janati tattam bhagavan mahimna na tathani chirambi chinman. O Lord, who knows? Those who have received prasada lesana, prasada means krupa, mercy, that is emanating padam mujadaya from your lotus feet. Krupa, it is coming out like a flow, pravaho. One receives a just small particle. Adhāpi te deva padam mujadaya prasāda lesāna gruhita evāhi. Those are janāti tattvam, they know this tattva, Bhagavan, you. But those who are speculating, 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 chīram forever, chīram vichinam. Speculators, infinite. They cannot know. Chiram vichinvan. They may go forever. Speculation. Forever. Chiram means forever. Still they cannot know. This is discussion. He said, wow. Then he got angry. Yo, Gopinath Acharya, be careful in uttering words. Most mukshamali katha ko. He says, mukshamali katha ko. Be careful in uttering words. Oh, it is that. I have not got mercy and you have got mercy. That's a nice discussion. There he says, and the students are there, they are for kicks. Students of Sarva Bhattacharya. Anuman pramana hoy. Anuman, speculation. There is a naya, logic itself. Parvata vanniman dhumar. And logic is there. It's just so say, we say it nayo. Parvata vanniman dhumar. They put up this logic. What is that? From a distance, the mountain looks as if it is covered with dhuma, smoke. Parvato vandhiman dhuma, dhuma means smoke. From a distance, the cloud looks like as if it is covered with smoke. So, it is connected, there is fire. Do you follow? When it is covered with smoke, it looks like that. But there is practically no smoke. From a distance it looks like so, apparently. But we see Anuman Praman means I just seeing something and drawing some conclusion. That's Anuman, speculation. So when it is looked, covered up with this dhuma, smoke, so it is concluded there is fire. So Anuman Praman, they say. So to know God, this Praman, this logic will apply. Gopinath, no, this logic will never apply. In knowing God, that's not the thing. Anuman Praman, no. One who has got the mercy, that's got it. So many nice discussions. At last he was fed up. Then he said, all right, stop this. Usara bhumite bija bapar. I am just sowing seed in a barren land. The land is barren, you're not fertile. You sow seed, it will never germinate. So you are, Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are like a barren land. I am sowing the seed of God. It is not fructifying. He said, fed up. All right. Tara krupa jabe hobe. Hobe se sei tattva tumi je kahibe. When you get His mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy, then you can say this thing. And a pure devotee hopes, just desires this thing. So he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there was Vedanta Sutra discussion. He taught Vedanta Sutra for 7 days, Mahaprabhu. Listened like a simple child. All right, you are Jagat Guru. All right, I am a boy. Because he has taken up sannyas at the age of 24. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was like his grandfather. His contemporary to Nirambara Chakravarti was his maternal grandfather. So like that, as if his grandson. So he said, you boy, you have taken up sannyas. You should listen Vedanta. All right, thank you very much. I listen to that. Very simple child, he accepted. You see, he is Mahaprabhu. He knows this thing. Huh? How he acts. Your question was like that. How Mahaprabhu acts. Very cunning. And also correcting and also teaching. You take lessons. Yes, I am ignorant. I am a child. You are the Guru. All night I listen. Vedanta Sutra, 7 days and commentary. Mahaprabhu just silently hearing, not saying anything. So on the seventh day, Sarvam Bhattacharya says, you Sri Krishna Chaitanya, don't you follow me? Don't you understand anything? I am not saying anything. Mahaprabhu says, well, I could understand the sutras very well. But your commentary is very difficult to understand. You see, how he says, it's very sweet, at the same time correcting. You follow? How he's acting, like an ignorant fool is acting. An obedient student just listening. Vyasar sutra hoy jane jorito joran, Mahaprabhu says. Vyasar sutra hoy jane jorito joran, tomar bhashya rupa badav tare kore achhadan. That means, Vyasadeva has compiled Vedat sutra. He is the compiler. That sutra itself is illuminating, jorito joran. Like sun. But your commentary is like a cloud, it covers it up. He says like this. Mahaprabhu says, I could understand this sutra very well, but your commentary is very difficult to understand. Because it gives a Sankara Bhashya, which is kalpita, imaginative, imaginary.
That's the proper use of Anuman Prama.
Yes. Anuman Prama. So he says, then there was, then you explain? Mahaprabhu gave explanation, he was astounded. Then he got convinced. Yes, Shankaracharya, he did us. Now the blue jackal is proved. His real identity is now discovered. Shankaracharya has cheated us. This is correct. That means he got Krupa, he could understand now Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he fully surrendered himself into the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he was a pandit. It's like Braspati. Bhattacharya tumi sakshat Braspati. Mahaprabhu has said, you are Braspati. Like as learned as Braspati. He is the incarnation of Braspati. Bhattacharya, Sarva Bhattacharya. But the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became devotee, everything is in the here. Now path of the cloud has gone. The dark period is this. Now it is this part. Now illumination, bright light is coming, sun is there. So he was a great pandit, so he composed so many verses, Kruti. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikhyartham ekam purusam puranam Sri Krishna chaitanya sarira hari krupam budhi jostamam prapaddi. He composed this verse. Many verses are in the famous verse. All the verses are in the world. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga sikhyartham ekam purana purusam purusam puranam Sri Krishna chaitanya sarira dhari krupam budhi jostamam prapaddi. That purana purusa, oldest person, Adyam Purana Purusam Navajauvanam Cha, Brahma Samhita says. Krishna is Purana Purusa, oldest person is Navajauvan, all is youth, young, youth. That Purana Purusa, oldest person, Adi Purush Bhagavan, he has come, he has assumed this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari. He has come as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Why? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikhyartham Ekam. To teach this Vairagya Vidya in the Bhakti Yoga. He has come in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krupambudhi, who is Vasena Parsi. I surrender, I take fully shelter, completely surrender myself at the Lord. So, this is my body. This is the way. Do you follow my words? This is our basis. We just adopt it. Nothing else.
Otherwise, how
you Mahaprabhu has said, the followers of Mahaprabhu Acharya, Pujas Acharya, so we are just followers.
Do all these kinds of people in the ticket that if they are defeated, they accept their defeat or they are just tyrants, arguing?
No argument.
He's asking if the modern pandits, they still follow the old tradition, if they are defeated, then they surrender.
Yeah,
even
many
now,
are coming.
Even now?
Yes, many are coming. Because we give this Shastra Pramana, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, many proofs are. तस्मा शास्त्र प्रमाण कार्य कार्य व्यवस्थित हो शास्त्र प्रमाण नो अदर थिंग एंड प्रमाण एविडेंस कमिंग टू डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन शास्त्र में भी इंटरप्रिटेड इन सो मेनी वेज दे इंटरप्रिट इन देयर ओन वे बट दिस परंपरा प्राप्त इज द राइट करेक्ट परंपरा दैट इज द करेक्ट परंपरा इन कलिज गो पद्मपुराण से श्री ब्रह्म रुद्र सम का वैष्णवाखिति पावन चतुरस्ते कोणु भव्य उत्कले पुरुषोत्तम दिस प्रमाण इज देयर श्री श्री संप्रदाय रामानुज संप्रदाय ब्रह्म संप्रदाय माधवाचार्य विष्णु स्वामी रुद्र संप्रदाय निमार्काचार्य कुमार संप्रदाय दिस फोर वैष्णव संप्रदाय रेकमेंडेड ऑल आर अपर संप्रदाय नॉट बना फाइव पद्म पुराण इन कली युग And again, Chattvaraste Kalo Bhavya Utkale Purusottama. These four will be unified. Unified. And there will be one parampara. And that will come out from Jagannath Puri. Utkale Purusottama. Utkala means Orissa, where we are. And Purusottam Khetra, Jagannath Puri. That will come out from that and spread throughout the world. That prophecy was there. Who did it? Who unified? Mahaprabhu unified. When he was discussing with the Sarvam Bhattacharya, he gave this Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. That is the unification of four paramparas. So after Mahaprabhu, there is one parampara. That's Mahaprabhu's parampara. No four. No four. So this is proof. You accept. This is our based on Shastra. Yes, Vaishnava should learn. Vaishnava means fearlessly. You speak fearlessly, without fear. Shastric praman and defeat all of Siddhanta. Establish this. That is Vaishnava. That is Uttam Adhikari. Shastra Jukti Suni Puno Drasadhada Uttam Adhikari Sai Taroi Sansa. Who is Uttam Adhikari? Shastra Jukti Suni Puno Drasadhada Uttam Adhikari Sai Taroi Sansa. Who knows Shastra Jukti? Very strong in Shastric evidence and defeat other of the Siddhantas. Right in Shastra. Drasadhada. Very firm faith he has. He is Uttam Adhikari. He can deliver the whole world. Unless you give this out. So that's our business. Acharya's business. How will you become Acharya? This is the question. How will you become Acharya? Unless you do it. This is Shastra. This is Mahaprabhu's way. Mahaprabhu's doing like this. We are followers. Just follow. That's all. Are you chanting Hare Krishna? Yeah? Yes. Now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. We appreciate this very much.
I am very happy to have your association.
You can meet your Padma Bhagavad.
I'm not going to do
that. Okay.
Probably the seal of the
wild. Oh, okay.